I'm WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz. A plan to add restaurant space at a pavilion overlooking Lake Michigan along the Milwaukee lakefront might sound like a great idea. Food service and tiki huts offering more beverage and eating options are already part of the Bradford Beach summer scene. But in recent months, plans to expand to the upper deck of Bradford's 1950s-era pavilion is raising concerns, including that the project could drive people apart rather than bring them together. We take a look at the debate. With waves lapping at the shore and Bradford Beach's bathhouse, commonly called the Pavilion, to our back, Milwaukee's go-to historian, John Gerda, describes the lakefront as one of the finest stretches in the entire Great Lakes.
A majority of the Lake Michigan shoreline in Milwaukee County is in the public domain. That's really unusual. We are lucky to have this.
Gerda says it's hard to believe that about a century ago, this space was lake, not land.
Fact one about Milwaukee's lakefront, this is all landfill. And there were little strips of sand along here, but in high water, the waves would come right up to the bluff. And the first park development begins back in the 1870s and 80s.
People cherish the lakefront. That's why Gerda's not surprised some don't like the idea of filling the upper deck of the ship-shaped pavilion with a bar and dining area, even though for years the space stood empty.
Any threat to its integrity is met with fierce opposition, and I understand that completely.
But passion doesn't pay the bills. Gerda says Milwaukee County struggled to find dollars to maintain even the most cherished spaces in recent years has resulted in beer gardens and other public-private ventures.
So something that allows you to get a beer or a drink and provides revenue for a cash-strapped county, there's a lot to like about it.
But at least six state and local environmental and conservation organizations don't like the idea of limiting public use of any part of the beach. They say because Milwaukee's lakefront was originally lake, as John Gerda explained earlier, it is specially protected and reserved for all citizens' use under what's called the public trust doctrine. Tony Wilkin Gibbard with Midwest Environmental Advocates explains.
The Wisconsin state constitution guarantees that navigable waters in the state are held in trust for the benefit of all people of Wisconsin. That means that in this case, you know, we're talking about the county. The county doesn't own the beach. In fact, the state doesn't own the beach. The beach and all public trust lands are held in trust for all of us. And so that places very severe limitations when private businesses can operate on public trust lands.
Wilkin Gibbard says the DNR will be discussing those limits with Milwaukee County today. Bill Lynch is eager to learn the meeting's outcome. He chairs the Lakefront Development Advisory Commission. It received more than 280 comments when it considered the Bradford Beach proposal.
And I could only find one who clearly was in favor of the proposal as it was being presented. So it's sort of like 279-1 is quite an outpouring.
Lynch says the commission's consensus underscores that every visitor has full access to the beach.
The menu must have affordable items that are readily available. We're also recommending that there be no requirement for people to be patrons to use the tables and that they can bring their own food and drink to the tables. And that should apply to the seating at the tiki huts and on the first floor and on the second floor.
Brenda Coley, she co-directs Milwaukee Water Commons, understands Bill Lynch's argument, but her opposition to the Bradford Beach project runs deeper.
We live in a segregated city, Milwaukee, whether we like to admit to that or not. Bradford Beach, in a segregated city, has become an integrated space. So then you take that away. What we have seen is that many times they'll keep public adjacent spaces, but they never look public and they're never any longer welcoming. So we have to, for environmental justice reasons and lifting up everyone, we have to keep these things public.
Coley understands the predicament the county faces to fund the park system, but insists fixing it on the backs of vulnerable communities is wrong. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.